Hi, you're back with Ryan Wheaton. So the exciting part has come. We've got the curry has been sitting here cooking now for about half an hour. It's time to have a little taste. So let's see what this is like. Right, let's have a look. So I take the top off. It's fantastic. It's looking nice and shiny, and it's reduced down slightly, so the coconut milk has reduced down. And what we're going to do is I'm just going to finish this off now with some coriander and with some yogurt, because actually the spice that we put into this is quite strong, so it needs just a little bit of taming. And a little bit of coriander sometimes gives dishes a nice kind of fragrance as you're when you're eating it, and if you put that in at the last moment, the fragrance kind of retains. So just going to take another handful of coriander here to put into this, give it a quick wash, just a quick wash under the tap. There we go, and just cut this up finely again and pop it into the top of the curry. We're okay now just to turn the heat off on this curry, as when we put the yogurt in, we don't want it too hot because the yogurt will split. Okay, so that's the coriander in there, just turning that through. Beautiful contrast coming back into the dish again. And I can smell that coriander working its magic as well. Okay, and now for the yogurt. So this is literally just normal, natural yogurt. I'm going to put in a few good dollops of yogurt into this. That's about 5 tablespoons of plain yogurt going in there. And what that will do is it'll just help to cool down the dish ever so slightly. And it also changes the colour of it and the taste to a certain extent. Just brings it back in line, makes it a little bit more mild. Just having a little taste there. Oh, that's delicious. It's got the heat coming through, it's got the spices coming through, the garlickiness, and then the creaminess of the coconut and the creaminess of the yogurt which we've just put in there, which has got the added benefit of being very low fat. And then the lamb in here, which is also very lean. Excellent. So I'm just going to put the top back on that to just preserve the heat there. And then I'm going to plate up now, take the rice. I'm just taking the top off that rice. You remember that we put the rice in when it was the water was boiling, and we let that boil for a little bit and gave it a quick turn around with the spoon to stop it sticking, and then we haven't touched that afterwards. And that rice is excellent. It's garlicky. It's well cooked, but not overcooked. Still got a little bite. So now we're ready to plate up. And all I'm going to do with this, very simply, is just to get some rice. Now, when you actually take the rice out of the pan, rather than sticking the spoon straight into it, the best thing to do is just to take the spoon and to scrape the top of the rice and carry on scraping. As you go down and loosen it up, just carry on scraping. And what that'll do is it'll stop the rice from turning into sticky balls of